A senior economist with the Institute of Economic Affairs, Dr. John Kwachi, has underlined the need for Africa to devise alternative ways of mobilizing resources to develop the continent instead of relying on foreign aid. This is because Africa's overdependence on foreign aid has created apathy in seeking other options for development and increased the continent's indebtedness. Dr. Kwachi asked African governments to broaden the tax base to include informal operators and the self-employed, as well as providing long-term funding for the budget. He was speaking at a roundtable on how Africa can overcome its addiction to foreign aid. Here's a report by Doreen Ampofu and Harrison Koto.
Dr. Kwachi was emphatic that aid Africa receives does not match its development needs, especially in building human capital and infrastructure. Aid, he said, has increased the continent's debt, leading to the diversion of resources from development and social projects. Dr. Kwachi added that the imposition of policy conditionalities, bureaucracy and uncertainty in aid delivery have also frustrated development projects on the continent. All these factors do not augur well for rapid growth on the continent.
Informal and self-employment sectors, which have fast tax potential, remain outside the tax. So there's a need for innovative ways to roll these operators into the tax. Now, broadband and deepening revenue collection will allow the high rate on formal income tax and indirect taxes to be reduced. Because African countries have the low revenue, their expenditure budgets are also constrained, and low-income countries have the lowest levels of expenditure. But even within the low expenditure envelope, we can still create space and get better value for money through prioritization and higher efficiency. Reducing non-essential spending will create a room for priority spending.
With alternatives articulated, the question remains, is Ghana ready to break away from addiction to foreign aid? Dr. Joseph Annan is the Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry.
Ghana is virtually poised to break away from foreign aid. We have been declared as a middle-income country. Naturally, our international partners will be giving us less grant aid. They will be looking mostly at commercial and occasionally concessional funding. So, by definition, we are going to be receiving less aid. And this is what we have to prepare ourselves for. We can't continue with a system whereby the public sector government money is mostly used for salaries.
Reported by Doreen Ampofu and Harrison Koto.